So it was April 19th, 2017. I heard the news that Aaron Hernandez killed himself in his prison cell. And all I could think about was like, man, you're not that far removed from catching passes from Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. Like, how do you get from point A to point B there? What was it that turned him into a killer? Did his football career play a part in it? I don't know. Well, Boston Globe's award-winning investigative journalism unit, the Spotlight team, looks to answer some of those questions. They're coming out with an in-depth investigation of the life, legal issues, and death of Aaron Hernandez. And over the course of six episodes, you're going to hear them delve into the world of CTE brain damage, the mind of Aaron Hernandez, and whether or not people around him maybe bear some responsibility for who he became. We're about to play you a preview. It's called Gladiator, Aaron Hernandez and Football Inc. Host and investigative sports reporter Bob Holler takes the first leap into one of the most troubling, weird, awful sports stories you're going to hear. And, you know, if you're somebody that thinks they know the whole story, believe me, you don't. This runs a lot deeper than you think it would, so definitely worth a listen. And while you take in the preview, be sure to subscribe. It's Gladiator, Aaron Hernandez and Football Inc. You can find it on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you're picking the show up. You can also find a link to it in the episode notes below. It's a story, really, that everybody should listen to. So definitely, definitely give it a download, give it a listen, subscribe to it, and help us spread the word.
This has been recorded. Where is your emergency?
It's 3:07 in the morning. A 911 call comes in from Sousa Baranowski Correctional Center, a maximum security prison in Massachusetts.
I need a ALS ambulance for an inmate hanging.
Okay, I'm going to put you on with wood. 1 minute.
Thank you.
A man has been found hanging from a makeshift noose made from a bedsheet in his cell. The emergency medical team arrives at the prison at 3:29 a.m. By then, prison guards have cut the inmate down and performed chest compressions. 20 minutes later, he still isn't breathing. A little after 4 in the morning, an hour after the first 911 call, the man is officially pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. He was one of 14 inmates to die by suicide that year in Massachusetts prisons. And he was the only one of those 14 whose suicide made big headlines. First in New England.
Fox 61's Caitlin Gosling, she has the latest details as well as reaction. Caitlin?
Yeah, Aaron Hernandez was discovered dead in his prison cell by corrections officers in Shirley, Massachusetts, just after 3 o'clock this morning.
Then the story went national.
Breaking news, Aaron Hernandez, the former Patriots tight end, committed suicide.
Aaron Hernandez, who was found dead in his prison cell
tonight. What was discovered written on Aaron Hernandez's head when he was found in that cell?
On that early morning in April of 2017, Hernandez became one of a number of famous ex-football players who've taken their own lives. Did his brain injuries from football contribute to his downfall? How did his many deep secrets, including about his sexuality, shape the course of his life? Aaron Hernandez went from a star athlete to a convicted murderer to a suicide victim. What could anyone have done to prevent it? That was just a preview of Gladiator, Aaron Hernandez and Football Inc. To hear the rest of this episode, subscribe to Gladiator, Aaron Hernandez and Football Inc. on Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts, or find a link in the episode notes.